This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people still remain without power, and others are preparing for high waters as Tropical Storm Barry moves through Louisiana. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1, the first of the 2019 hurricane season. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm continues to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents should be prepared for high waters flowing from northern Louisiana.
Nobody should look out their door and say, well, the water isn't rising now, so I think they're overestimating it. This is going to happen not just as rain falls in the immediate vicinity over the next number of hours, but as rain falls north as well, because all of that rain is going to flow south.
Edwards and President Trump both declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. Authorities say a widespread power shortage in Manhattan left businesses without electricity, elevator stuck, and subway cars stalled. Power reportedly went out early Saturday evening as much of Rockefeller Center and reached the Upper West Side, including many of the city's theaters, Times Square, and Carnegie Hall. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority did tweet that there were outages at various underground subway stations. MTA is working with Con Edison to determine the exact cause. Fire officials have asked people to call emergency lines only if it is a true emergency. Con Edison said on its website that nearly 44,000 customers were without power, some say as much as 62,000. Councilman Corey Johnson, who represents Hell's Kitchen neighborhood on the west side, told CNN that Con Edison's West 49th Street substation in the neighborhood experienced what he called a major disturbance. The outage comes on the anniversary of the 1977 New York City outage that left most of the city without power. This is VOA News. Authorities in Somalia say the death toll